spit to split the uncomfortable silence. Even passionate passages that demand the reign of quiet, which it does, and beckons me to free my case, style and disgust. My plans once released in the wild, I stand surrounded by foliage and fauna, with my face to the clouds. The tongue traces the contours of accumulated cumulus. This predicament I ruminated on numerous moments before. Assume me more than studious. The bulb above my head is luminous. The sun confides in my confidence and decides to set. The teal dyes turn black like the tears of the tortured. Once mixed with my own blood and sweat, it appears something's been altered. The balance is now upset. How to teeter on the border and not falter or fall into an abyss of all your fears is a question that I ask next. To which I hear nothing, but the sonorous thumping of a million hearts pumping from human to